This is Erica Tenquist recording the Living Language Group. Five members here today are going to talk about their main impression of COVID-19. The date today is the 15th of June 2020. I'm going to start off. I got out walking more than I'd ever walked in the last 30 years. I've tried to keep that up, and over the main 3 weeks of the lockdown, I averaged 1.5 to 2 kilometres a day.
My name's Peggy Saxon, and the week before lockdown, my daughter became very worried about the news of COVID-19 from overseas. She looked online and ordered 100 face masks and a litre of hand sanitizer, which we thought was quite weird. A week later, things changed. We were bemused by her actions, but carried on as usual, going to our jazz club, out to lunch at Esk Valley with a group from the village. Sunday, we went to Georgia's, my daughter, for tea, and said goodbye to our grandchildren with hugs and laughs. The next day, we became aware that something serious was happening, and sure enough, we're told that on Wednesday, the 25th of March, we should go home, stay home. We all obeyed like robots. Tuesday, people raced around the shops and emptied them of toilet paper. What amazed me was the absolute trust and obedience of almost all of us. Some days my husband and I just looked at each other in disbelief. We didn't realise how fortunate we were that the lockdown worked, unlike other countries, which dithered.
Now we're going on to the next person.
My name is Kath Taylor. I think the biggest thing that I enjoyed about the lockdown was there was no rush, there was no bustle. We didn't have to be anywhere. We didn't have to go anywhere. We walked a lot. And, yeah, it was just so relaxed. It was like the olden days, dare I say it. My husband was ill in the middle of COVID-19 and got flown to Wellington for a pacemaker. His best memory of the COVID-19 lockdown was his flight home in the helicopter. But my stepdaughter, I said to her the other day, and she said, well, my husband and I have spent more time together in the last 2 months than we ever have in our whole married life, which is about 38 years. So everybody's got a different opinion, but it didn't worry me in the least, and we were very safe in our village. Very lucky.
Carry on with
I'm Heather Coombs. I actually did quite enjoy the lockdown. Really, for first time for many years, I had permission to sit and read because nobody was there to say, why aren't you doing something else? I was, and still am, quite worried about my daughter who lives in England and the fact that they're relaxing their rules, although my daughter is being very careful because she does have underlying issues. Here, the main issue I had was the fact I couldn't see my own family for about a month, and I found that quite hard, as I usually see them about once a week. So that was difficult. But other than that, I was quite happy. But I'm used to living on my own and doing my own thing, and I think that can make a difference. But I enjoyed the walking, did lots of walking around the village and out up to the local park and back. And so I, too, upped my amount of mileage during the lockdown.
I'm Diane Dicker. I've written in my book that find out about the epidemic in South America. I must have been worried about the Zika virus. And the answer was it's still active in South America. I must have been thinking that this one was going to go on and on and on, which we don't really know about yet. I love the exercises we did on our road and the coffees we all shared afterwards, plus Erica's Dominion quiz. There was a real sense of community, which me being fairly new to the village brought me closer to so many of my neighbours. I learned how to do internet banking because my children encouraged me, which was great. I can do it now. Although I used to go into the bank and every time they said, would you like to do internet banking? I go, no, thank you. I took up walking around Somerset and then finally out through the gates. And I really enjoyed it. And I've spoken to quite a few people and they said they enjoyed the lockdown. They did feel more relaxed and things slowed down. It was wonderful.